This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And joining us now, the Talk Mavs, fresh back from Las Vegas, side of the NBA Summer League. It is Tim Cato here from All City
He's
Dallas joining
building!
You on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys. A little bit tired.
Okay.
A little bit post-Vegas recovery mode.
Watching those Mavs games year. Pretty intense, huh?
Yeah. It was just that, you know, like, I was only at the gym, certainly nothing else.
So how much was Vegas buzzing about LeBron?
A little bit. Buzzing, I would say there is a curiosity and a fascination, mm-hmm. even more, like just to really pin it down. Clearly, everybody feels there's something going on. Or there was something going on, and everybody kind of wants to know what, but it's LeBron. Mm-hmm. You know, these things are happening if they're happening, I don't want to say they are happening. Clearly there's something going on behind the scenes, but it could be something as simple as he's just going to end up back with the Lakers, as you know, he's going to play with the player option he opted into. Which was his decision. Certainly a little bit of buzz, certainly a lot of curiosity and fascination about just all that's going on with that whole situation.
It doesn't get that interesting specifically for the Mavs until buyout happens.
Yes, I would pretty confidently say that. Don't rule anything out. But yes, and you know, my pal at DLLS, Mark Stein, has reported that Dallas has no interest in making a straight trade for LeBron. So I think we're safe to say that it's kind of buyout territory only, and there is, as things stand right now, no reason for the Lakers to do that. But LeBron is the most powerful person in the NBA, and I guess I'm just never going to like more so than Adam Silver. I genuinely believe that. So not going to rule anything out, but no updates or traction or news imminent as far as I know.
Why are you doing your best Brian Windhorst right now there? Tim,
you want me to put the fingers up?
Yeah,
I know a lot of people are on radio.
What's happening in Utah?
Like, I got the fingers
like,
up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to somebody who was standing next to somebody at the Lakers at the craps table and was rolling all night and pushing chips around, and you had the scoop, and then you kind of were giving me the, well, let me say this. You know, I don't want to say that yes, but maybe yes. Come on, Timmy.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what's going to happen.
I'll put it this way.
Tell us what's going to happen.
I'll put it this way. I think that all of the public news cycle, all of the statements, all of the stuff is designed for us to buy into the smoke. So maybe I'm just falling victim to that. Maybe it is a you know, main character syndrome and not main with an E on the end, which was Cooper Flagg. We can get to that, but maybe it's a little bit of, you know, LeBron has a very long history of you know, enjoying being part of the news cycle.
I could definitely see that. I could see not wanting to leave Los Angeles, but if he wants to win championships, he's got to leave LA if he wants any shot at one or two more, right?
I think so. I think this roster is what's really weird and funny is that, you know, I think the Lakers' best move for the future would be to trade him if they could find anybody who would give anything of value for a LeBron who is, you know, he has fewer than 150 games, 160 games left in his career. There's a lot of buzz that, you know, his retirement is coming next summer. And that's just a very difficult spot to be in and for the Lakers. And you know, LeBron's still a top 10 player, I think, alive, which is preposterous to say for a 41-year-old. But I tend to agree that this Lakers roster is not quite there. But it wasn't quite there with Anthony Davis either. It's like Luka arrived and, you know, Luka is the team's future. But, you know, they were not winning. You know, if they hadn't traded, if the Mavericks hadn't been willing to make that trade, you know, I assume LeBron was going to stick around with AD and say, oh, yeah, we're trying to win for a championship. That team wasn't good enough either. So there is going to be a little bit of a reset in L.A. And you know, L.A. is the one team that just gets players for free. You know, like sometimes it's, you know, thanks to the generosity of the Dallas Mavericks. But more often, you know, that is the number one free agency destination. And even as free agency has kind of gone out, you know, it's out of style in the NBA. I'm never, ever, ever ruling out the Los Angeles Lakers signing an NBA player through free agency, something that, you know, was probably dictated years in advance. It's certainly possible. And that is probably their best path to kind of retool and get everything right. But yeah, not the, you know, I would agree that that's not a contender right now. But I would also agree that, you know, it does not help the Lakers' future to buy out LeBron James. And I'll remind everybody once again, and we all know this, LeBron chose to opt into a player option. Mm-hmm. That was his choice. If he wanted to be a free agent this summer, he could have been.
Tim Cato, DLLS, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's talk the Mavs' future. Your takeaways from Cooper Flagg in two games that you got to see up close and personal. And Tim, from my perspective, I think it was very healing to be able to have joy watching basketball again. I think that this is what I needed personally to see Cooper Flagg in a Dallas Mavericks jersey, even if it was just summer league, to now feel I can move on. I'll never be cool with the Luka trade, but this at least gives me hope.
There are millions and millions of Mavericks fans, and there are, you know, every single person has their own relationship to the team. And certainly some looked at the Luka trade and said, you know, it's just they can't keep, you know, they can't keep it up. But I would say that a majority of Mavericks fans, even the spurned ones, even the ones, you know, who hated the trade, and that is the majority of them. But I would say even then, the majority of Mavericks fans want to root for the Mavericks. And Cooper Flagg is an avenue to feel joy again, to feel like it's not just negative news cycle after negative news cycle. Certainly, you know, even from my place in the media, I am very, very, very grateful that there is something exciting to talk about. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable to go, you know, on our DLLS show every single day, weeks and weeks and weeks in a row. And, you know, be scrounging for, you know, like is Brandon Williams a most improved player candidate for next season? You know, like just being able to talk about Cooper Flagg and who he was at Summer League is I feel a sense of relief. And I can only imagine how much Mavericks fans feel that even more. And he was good. He was really good. I thought, you know, in his first game, obviously, he struggled. The second one may be the best performance in Vegas or. You know, if not, it's going to be something close to that. And that's what everybody wanted to see. You know, like Drew Timmy is also balling out in summer league. So, you know, like the Nets player and, you know, so balling out in summer league, you know, it's good to do it. It's certainly better to do it than not. You know, if Cooper had another quiet game, I would come on here and tell you how good he is and how good he's going to be. and why not to worry about that stuff. But it's certainly easier and better and feels, you know, better and feels more true to who Cooper is going to be next season, that he did have this game and, you know, that second game where he balled out and showed us why he is, you know, probably the best collegiate freshman, the best collegiate prospect since Anthony Davis.
It seemed like the Lakers and the Spurs had a plan to really want to try and stop him. I mean, they were throwing a bunch at him. Were the Mavs, and he put up a ton of shots, were they just like, hey, please go be as aggressive as possible and put up all the shots possible because you only got two games here? Like, what were they trying to get him to do?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Jason Kidd talked for, you know, at the introductory press conference for Cooper. He talked about how he was going to give him the ball and play point guard. You know, that was a choice Dallas made. But I think you nailed it. The thing that made him even, you know, slightly more uncomfortable in a good way, because summer league and young prospects, 18-year-olds, like, this is the perfect situation to go challenge them. And yeah, he took 21 shots in both games. Last season at Duke, he averaged 13. The most shots he took in a game at Duke was 22. So, you know, if you include, if you will, the summer league games alongside his Duke season, same number of minutes. He was actually playing fewer minutes. He played, I think, 38 minutes in the Duke game where he shot 32 times. You know, he played 31, 32 in these two. That was the second and third most shots he took, you know, in the past calendar year in professional, you know, games or in competitive games. So it absolutely was a challenge. It was what Dallas wanted to see from him. And I thought, as I expected, and as the analysis of him as a prospect always led us to believe, when he was one-on-one approaching a set defense, trying to create an advantage against, you know, a defender, a like-sized defender, that's probably was his worst performance. You know, it was up and down. He had moments where, you know, up against Carter Bryant, a guy who got drafted in the lottery because his, you know, on-ball defense is just spectacular. He's going to be an amazing defender. You know, there's moments where he dribbled it out of bounds, trying to create separation and space against Carter Bryant. And then there's a moment, you know, a few minutes later in the game where he adjusted and adapted and got to the rim, you know, on a left-handed drive and a left-handed finish. But I would say overall, that was, you know, that is the part of his game that is going to continue to develop. Where he is 5 years from now, I think is going to be very different and much better than where he is in that aspect right now. What I really liked in the second game and you know, is as, you know, as the first half went on and then into the second half, you know, they've really freed Cooper up to not always be the first guy starting the attack, not always having the pressure and the responsibility to go get a step on his defender, go get a step in the paint. And it was a lot more of him driving at closeouts. So it was a lot more of him, you know, receiving the ball, you know, after his teammates swung it around the perimeter. And that's where he's going to thrive. You know, that's why I say main character syndrome. You know, it's very much that he is so talented that if you put him on the floor long enough, he's just going to make plays. He's going to make awesome, awesome plays. He's going to make an impact. He's going to help you win. I just think that right now what we saw is that, you know, he's going to come in next season and he's going to be better doing that in a, you know, a secondary role, a weak side role, an off-ball role. There's going to be a mix and an ability for all of that stuff to be featured in his game next season. And he's going to be awesome at it. But yeah, I think right now, you know, he's going to impact winning right away, but he's definitely going to be better and more consistent and efficient, you know, kind of in a secondary role.
What are your favorite traits of his other than the scoring, than the shooting? What are the other things that he does NBA ready already?
So I think you're asking kind of on the court, but I'm gonna take this off the court. I think the absolute best trait for Cooper Flagg, and a really important part of understanding who he is that he is always challenging himself. He is always rising to the competition. That, you know, he was named the player of the year in Maine as a freshman. And decided, all right, well, I'm the best player in Maine and I'm, you know, 14. I've got to go find another challenge. So he went to Montvert. And, you know, that is the most prestigious basketball high school academy. And his second year there, he was very good and he reclassified it. And he went, you know, he was a sophomore. So, you know, he reclassified as a junior to get to Duke a year early. He was the youngest player in college, just about. It also meant that he's in the NBA 1 year earlier. We all know how he was on the Team USA Select or the USA Select team last summer and played against future Hall of Famers. And those Hall of Famers said he was the standout player in this second Select team, you know, when they scrimmaged. So this is somebody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He was always, always ascending, always challenging himself for more. And, you know, there's a quote from his mom that he often cites, you know, if you're the best player on the court, you're the best player in the gym, you need to find another gym. And so I think that really defines so much of who Cooper is. And it's why that he, you know, in this entire time, he's improved and grown. You know, when he was first considered a prospect, everybody looked at him and this is going to be a special defensive player. It wasn't until the past 2 years that, you know, the offensive ceiling and the offensive development started just spiking. And that is what made it turned him into a really, really intriguing lottery pick to the de facto unquestionable number one pick in last year's draft. And that's just what stands out to me.
Do you think he'll play for USA in the 2028 Olympics?
Ooh, I have not even considered that. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a turnover year, right? You know, or like it's going to be a completely new cycle. Like obviously all the people in Paris are kind of aging out. I think there's a real chance at it. I think, so what, that's four seasons from now. You know, I think that Cooper Flagg is going to be at worst a top 30 or 40 player by then. But he's so versatile. He can fit anywhere that even if he's not like a top 10 NBA player at that point, it probably is going to make a lot of sense to bring him up and put him on, you know, Team USA just because he can do everything. He can fit anywhere. And also, obviously, when I say top 40 NBA players, a lot of those, not all of those are American. So I would say, yeah, pretty decent chance.
Is any Mav having a better summer than Klay Thompson right now?
Shooters shoot.
Shooters shoot. I love her music. I love her song WAP, which stands for White American Prospect. It's actually about Cooper Flagg.
Tim, I know you guys got to chat with Ryan Nemhard out there in Vegas as well. I mean, how was that conversation? How likely do you think he is to contribute this year? And did anybody else stand out to you? I mean, Kelly, I thought, was pretty darn good for the team as well.
Those are the two standouts, and those are the two players who are already signed to two-way contracts for the Mavericks. They still have a third spot open. My assessment, and from what I've heard, although I'm going to be honest, I haven't been like dialed in 100% to this, but my assessment is that, you know, nobody on the team right now is like the clear favorite for that third spot. And of course, they can go get a third player from anywhere around the league. You know, there are, you know, people in the front office who are tracking all of these summer league games and keeping an eye on players on every single team. And they're the potential that, you know, they would be available for a two-way spot, that just because they're on another team's summer league roster does not mean that those people are shoe-ins to go get two-way spots, but they might be for Dallas. They might be somebody that Dallas considers. So yeah, Miles Kelly for sure. I think he was pretty consistent and good in both games. Ryan Nemhard, great first game, struggled in the second one. I think it's going to take a little bit of time for him. He's, you know, a small point guard. And so it's not that, you know, he's a very polished player, but if you're 6 feet, you have to be so polished. You have to be so smooth and consistent, you know, to be able to elevate your game past, you know, the elevation, if you will, that you're giving up to defenders. But I really liked him, and it was great catching up with him. Really, really, really cool guy. Nice guy. He told us the Twitter account that there was a Twitter account kind of acting like it was him. And he's like, oh, I'm not on Twitter. There's also a lot of jokes about him looking like Earl Sweatshirt. And he said he had seen them, didn't agree, but liked the music. So that's all that works for me. That works for me. As long as you're an Earl head, you know, like you're good in my books.
I love it, Tim. Have a great rest of your summer. And we look forward to catching up with you whenever there is Mavs news. Appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely come on in a couple months. I should be recovered by Vegas around.
Get some liquid IVs, bro.
I love it. Salute to
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Tim
sir.
Tim Cato, All City Dallas, freshly back from Las Vegas, where Cooper Flagg was amazing in his second game with 31 points. All righty. It's time for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. What do you think about this prediction of the Cowboys offense for 2025? That's coming up next, fam.
But first, let me tell you about the fantastic people at Greystone Roofing and Construction. Chiafalo here with a heads up to you. You're not going to want to ignore this. Last week's surprise hailstorm, it tore through parts of Carrollton, Louisville, and the surrounding areas. And here's the deal. Summertime storms like this are a little bit different. When it's hot outside, your roof shingles are already soft from that summer heat. So when that high elevation hail comes crashing down, it's fast, it's dense, and it's destructive. It hits harder and does more damage than usual. That's why right now it's more important than ever to have your roof inspected. You could be looking at serious damage without even realizing it, and that's where my friends at Greystone Roofing come into play. They're local, they're honest, and they know exactly what to look for after a July hailstorm. So before you assume everything's fine, go ahead and schedule that free inspection today. You can go to graystone-roofing.com. That's gray with an E, stone-roofing.com, or call them right now at 469-649-7487. That's 469-649-7487. Graystone Roofing, built on integrity, driven by quality.
Oh, man, welcome back, Nation. It's time for the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening. We do it every afternoon at 3:20 here on The Fan. Rangers baseball has the next four nights off here for the All-Star break. Home Run Derby tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Wolchuk's got around the bases, but, man, what a good feeling to be able to go into this All-Star break, coming off a win, coming off a series victory, and coming off having the best offense in baseball over the last week. 53 runs combined in the last seven games. The only downside was the Mariners got a sweep over the weekend, so they remained 3.5 up in the wild card. But it's a lot more fun to enjoy this wild card, and maybe we can talk about what the Rangers, you know, need to do to make their team even better here in the second half. But I guess I'm falling for it. I'm eating the cheese.
Eat the cheese.
Offense is back. Here we go. Just had to shake it off. And now that you have Seager, Semien, and Adolis Garcia all rolling at the same time, Doley not in the Home Run Derby tonight, mm-mm, which is good. You don't want your power hitters in the Home Run Derby. I think Adolis has proven that. You know, he's not in there tonight. I think it sets up for a tremendous second half of the season. Join KMC tomorrow. They'll be at Whataburger 10 to 2, and that's on El Dorado and Coit. The Cowboys cheerleaders will be there from 10 to noon tomorrow. Okay, Damian Woody on ESPN this afternoon. Cowboys should have a top five offense. That's his prediction. It is hot take season. We're into July radio now, halfway through July.
July radio.
Where are you guys? I have hope. I wouldn't predict that. You know, great coaches. I think a good quarterback, great wide receivers, good tight end. I think it's just the same as last year when you look at the offensive line and the quarterback. And I don't know if just adding Pickens changes that much.
I'm just hopeful of a winning season, to be honest with you. I'm not, and I know Cowboy fans don't want to hear that, and I'm not trying to undersell anything or anything like that. I think they're a difficult schedule. I think they have a lot of questions on defense. And I think I have questions about what's going to happen on offense scheme-wise.
Now, what do you think? What do you think about the idea of just top five offense? Is that possible?
I tell you, and that is a hot take because Damian Woody does not know what Brian Schottenheimer and this staff is going to do scheme-wise.
No.
I don't think any of us do.
I think they do
at the Star. I think they have an idea of going in as they've, know we get ready next week, the game plans, or not game plans, but playbooks put together, you know, like install sheets, install practices, things like that have all kind of been set up. But I don't think with any great certainty anybody in the media can tell us what Brian Schottenheimer and this offense is going to do. And until I get an idea of that, like, but we've been in situations before. Oh, look, movement. Oh, look, bunch formations. Oh, look, you know, different types of pin and pull run packages. Oh, look, some outside zone stuff. Oh, look, crack talk. You know, all these things that, you know, you would kind of like think about. You're like, okay, you know, I just need to see, and I'm quoting my guy, Botch Lombardi, who I work with, you know, at nightly on these podcasts and stuff. You know, he's always saying, hey, don't let this be a run up the field and hook offense.
Yeah.
Don't show me that. Don't show me the run up field and hook offense. Because that's not going to do anything for me. And I don't think you could be a top five offense playing that way.
No, you can't go back to what you did. And if they brought in Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer went out and found him and somehow in the process of installing what he did in Arizona, he was their offensive identity. They had the head coach, they had the offensive coordinator, but the offensive coordinator was like a passing game coordinator.
See,
and Gannon's walk around guy, was it Drew Petzing?
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to do with the offensive line or the run game. And that was Clayton Adams. Please teach us
That's what I want. That's what, and I'll be out there a few days before you guys, but I want to be able to walk over to the offensive line practice and be, and this is nothing against Connor Riley, nothing at all against what he did at Kansas State. I'm not, but you know, you were a college coach at one time. You're now learning how to be an NFL coach. I get that. I'm happy for you. But if in fact Clayton Adams is not running this offensive line, at least the first year, I'm not going to feel great. No. I am not going to feel great about, like, you know, I need at least this first year. I need this as they're building this offense, as they're building this scheme, as they're putting this together. I don't need Clayton Adams to be a walk-around guy. I need Clayton Adams to be hands-on. Like, if Riley's coaching the tackles and he's coaching the inside and they're coming together and they're working together and Clayton Adams is running the drills and running the – and yelling at the guys, oh, that's it, good job, you know, and doing all this stuff, I will feel so much better about this scheme.
Yeah.
But if it's a first-time NFL line coach coaching it up, I'm going to say, all right, they're missing an opportunity here, and I don't feel as confident as I do.
No, you need his expertise because he took personnel-wise bottom half of the league talent in Arizona, had a good center.
Right.
I think three undrafted guys, and boom, we have the second-best run game in the NFL.
Sure.
If you don't see that and say, wow, what could he do with this offensive line? See, to what Damian Woody said and what Brian Broaddus said, we don't know what they're going to do, who's going to be doing it, but there's the possibility that Adams changes how we look at these players.
See, the thing that gives you hope is a healthier Dak, an addition of George Pickens. That gives me confidence. And then the fact that you drafted a right guard that is a bad MF-er. mm-hmm. playing in there.
Sure.
You know, those are the things that give me hope for the offense. But I don't know. Like I said, with drafting that right guard, I don't know how athletic this line is going to be when it comes to playing in space.
Yeah, because
this could be a gap scheme run attack.
How much of Clayton Adams' success was based on having offensive linemen that were proficient in all the styles?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we interviewed him before
day three,
and we were being cute and mm-hmm. talking about pin and pull and all that. He goes, hey, if we're not good enough at pin and pull, we ain't doing pin and pull.
Yeah, they're going to do what the offensive linemen are best at. Yeah. And I think a power type scheme is really what I think these guys are going to excel at. That middle trio that you've got there, that is a powerful group that just wants to lean on D linemen. And I think here's the thing with Mike McCarthy, right, as an offensive coach. He talked about wanting to run the football.
Mike McCarthy
was never that guy. He always dialed up a ton of pass plays, and what did we end up seeing here in Dallas? We didn't get there was no creativity to the running game whatsoever.
None.
So I'm hopeful, without knowing anything that Broughton Schottenheimer is going to do, at least his background is he is a run-first coordinator, and you're bringing in a guy in Clayton Adams that will use a variety of ways to beat you with the run game. And can you get some creativity with the way you're scheming your attack rushing the football? If they're able to add that and the fallback is let's run the damn ball, and that's ultimately what Brian Schottenheimer is, I think I'll be okay with that because I think that's going to take some pressure off of Dak. You can get the play action going and be able to utilize your talent out wide with CD, Pickens, and Ferguson.
See, running the ball is really, really good until you don't score points running the ball. You know, until all of a sudden now you're, you know, and people say, well, if you're running the ball, you're keeping their offense off the field and all that, great. You know, you're protecting the defense, great, all those things. But if you just sit there and run the ball and have drives where all of a sudden it turns into Aubrey field goals all day, that's not going to do you any good.
Well,
running the ball is cool until you don't score running the ball, you know, until you don't find a way to get it in the end zone. Because you can run the ball and kick field goals all day and still get beat.
You have to get the explosives. If you're trying to go 5 or 6 yards at a time,
it's hard to get explosives if you're running the ball unless you've got backs. Like, potentially, if Blue could be that guy. I'm one of these guys that is going to watch Blue. And if Blue can pick up and can blitz pick up and show that he has some ability to pass protect, he's my starter.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for explosive plays. I'm not interested in handing the ball to somebody for 3.8 yards a carry. I'm not interested in that. You know, I'm interested in, we saw what Zeke was able to do in 2016. Those were some explosive running plays right there.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get that with Sanders or with Williams or maybe even Moffitt too. I mean, I don't think.
Well, I mean, James Conner runs like 4.65.
Yeah.
And he led the league in yards before contact with an average offensive line because of what the scheme did for him.
Right. No, and that's the key. They also had a quarterback that's very elusive too. That helps.
Yes.
That kind of balances some things out, because I don't think your quarterback, I'm not going to say he's not going to run, but I don't think they're really interested in running him that much.
Well, I do think, as much as we talked about the offensive line and the running game here, Dak's the most important thing if you want to be a top five offense. You're not going to be top five offense if he played like he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he played like that in 2022 as well.
And it's both years they started off as garbage the first several games. You know, that's my hope. I mean, I don't think you could, with this way the schedule is, I don't think you could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Throw away two or three games early in the season trying to figure out what's going on with this offense.
Yeah, you got to come out pretty high. You need to be 4-2 after the first six games or
absolutely.
So, because then it starts to get real tough.
See, the last thing that we need to talk about here is that, to me, this first game is so, so important, because just for Brian Schottenheimer's sake, you can't go get beat 44-7. You can't. I mean, if you want, I mean, yeah, they might lose this football game, but you cannot go out there and get beat 44-7 and create so much doubt within your team and the fan base and all that.
Be the end of the vibes.
Yeah, you've got, yeah, all that, hey, we're playing ping pong, and hey, we're having fun, and hey, all that. That is going to get thrown right back in his face,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yep. You better make sure that whatever you have to do to make sure that the offense comes out on point right off the jump, that needs to be done. That needs to be the complete focus going, because you can't afford week six all of a sudden we're talking about, wow, they changed the offense, you know, because they weren't doing anything with the offense. If Brian Schottenheimer wants any credibility with this football team, he's got to figure out ways to make this thing work right off the jump.
We're 6 days to Oxnard. We're counting it down. We've been doing it all summer here in the 320 segment every day in the G-Bag Nation, the C-Note. Krusty's Corner's coming up next, buddy.
Yeah, I got some questions for my guys. We'll do those next.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. That's Jacob Ray in for Lucius Alexander this week. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Thanks to Reliant as well. A week from today, getting on an airplane, heading out there to California. So I'll get all the groundwork stuff down for you guys while we're out there.
Man, I love it. I love you going to be there.
Report back to you and let you know what's going on. But looking forward to being once again on the tennis, because I know Wooly always says I'm like the guest. I'm the best guest.
Best guest we've got.
The best guest you got.
It does kind of take on that feel, but it's worth it. Now, do you think you'll be done by the time Krusty's Corner is on at 3:40 every day?
I'm hopeful.
Or do we got to reschedule
I'm hopeful about that. We might have to move it around. I just need to have to see. I think Shoddy is kind of a – I think he's not – I wish we'd go back to like – The old practices where they practiced in the morning, I think that we're kind of like, it's the first hour of practices right before when our show starts.
Oh, he's holding McCarthy's schedule.
Look like that.
Yeah, I'd like to, but Garrett used to go really late.
And yeah, it was great.
We used to go really, really late, and now, but yeah, hopefully, but I'll surely work it around, you know, and make sure that we have it all covered and all that. Then I'll see you guys out there the following week, but looking forward to doing all that for sure. I also wanted to talk about, too, just real quick, all those guys got let out at Fox,
mm-hmm.
those shows with Acho and all. I mean, surprised by all that?
Joy Taylor, Chase Daniel, LaShawn McCoy, James Jones, Mark Schlereth, our good buddy, friend of the program, Craig Carton, Danny Parkins. Yeah, they did away with quite – I guess it's just the Nick Wright show and the Colin Cowherd show are the two that remain.
Yeah.
everything else is going to be a clean sweep. I'm seeing that maybe Max Kellerman could get involved. Kay Adams could get involved. Tony Reale from Around the Horn could get involved.
Yeah, they're going to add some shows, too, it sounds like, to these. Yeah,
maybe upgrade some talent there.
I mean, they had some talented guys. I don't know why everybody like that had to go, but it's clear what they were doing wasn't working as far as the TV ratings. Like, some of them had 0.0s. And I think my biggest takeaway is that when you're trying to do something other than just people sports debating, we're going to have a nuanced conversation. We're going to approach it from this perspective. It's going to fail. You know, like, and it sucks because I grew up in an era where I would watch SportsCenter 6 times in a row, you know, but now, now it's just debate shows.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, that's in the best interest of their business, but I'm finding it harder and harder to watch. I mean, we're some up close with Roy Firestone, you know what I'm saying?
Those were some back in the day programs.
How about that investigative reporting from Bob Lee? Remember that?
Bob Lee. Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines was great. The sports reporters I loved.
Dude. I mean, they should be calling Pablo Torre. He should get his own show on here with what he's uncovering out there. He's been awesome lately.
Yeah, he does a nice job. But, hey, sorry about all those folks losing their gigs out there at Fox. But, you know, hopefully they'll figure some things out.
David Hellman safe still?
Yeah, I think Hellman, I think he's okay. I haven't talked to him here in about a month. But as far as I knew, their contract was up. So hopefully they got all that taken care of. I need to circle back with him, but there was some talk about his contract was up and he was asking me about some things and maybe in the works and stuff that we can work on. And I was like, I'm always up for working with David Hellman.
He's the best.
I'm always up for working with David. David Hellman, I mean, I don't have any type of a career if it ain't for David Hellman, the way he helped me. So anything I do to help him, I'm sure going to do it.
He was the guy that helped you learn how to spell words and stuff.
I didn't even know how to spell. I didn't have to spell words.
He just spelled them for you.
He spelled them for me. And seriously, he for 8 years, that man read.
He was Dave GPT for you.
Yeah. He read every story I ever did and edited it to the point where it was readable. And I owe him a ton. I absolutely owe him a ton. So I hope everything's going on. I'm going to check on him when I get out of here today. All right. I want to ask you guys a couple of questions this week, if we could here. And, you know, I'll start with you on this one, Chief. Mm. As the season goes here, who do you need back first? Diggs or Overshown? Who do you need back first?
Man, I think you need Diggs back. Now, I think Overshown has the potential to have a bigger impact. But you've got linebackers like Maris Leofau. Can he step up in year two?
Yeah.
Murray and Sanborn. I'm definitely higher on Murray than others. I think Sanborn knows the defense can be pretty damn good. You drafted Shamar. Like, you've got options at linebacker. You really don't have anybody proven at corner. Like, I at least need Diggs back to, hey, I've got Diggs, I've got Blands, and then we'll see what happens with Elam and the rookie Revelle. But yeah, I think you need Diggs back first, because it's just you're way thinner, I believe, at the cornerback position than you are at linebacker right now.
How about you, Chieftain?
Yeah, I mean, everything you just said is 100% correct, and I cannot argue with it, other than just the idea that I feel like you're playing with 10 defenders oftentimes when Diggs is on the field. Overshown's an actual badass. He's a game wrecker. I'm hopeful that he comes back and is the same version athletically. Mm-hmm. Give me Overshown all day. That guy's like a heartbeat of a defense. He inspires people.
How about you, Dawson?
You know, so this comes down to, do I have more faith in Elam or Murray and Sanborn?
Yeah.
And I think I have more faith in Murray and Sanborn, so I'm going to go Diggs.
See, I kind of felt like, to me, that, and I've been championing the linebackers, and I wonder if you, and I know that people talk about Leofau, and my hope is that Leofau, my number one hope is that Murray is somewhat Eric Kendricks. Mm-hmm. That's my give me, if you could tell me this is going to work out for me, give me Kendricks. Is I think that Murray is that guy. Give me that. I don't know if Leofau can be Overshown. And I'm thinking
he definitely cannot be Overshown. There's no way. Overshown is he's a different animal. He's a Micah level game breaker.
He doesn't have the sideline to sideline range as Overshown does. What he does have the ability to do, though, is impact as a blitzer.
Yeah.
And I think he can be a really, really good blitzer. He's got an innate feel and instinct to time it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that Eberflus, and also I think the linebacking crew, I just feel better about having Eberflus here.
Sure.
We can question him as a defensive coordinator and how well will that go. But one thing is true. Anywhere he goes, the linebacking play is going to be better because that's his bread and butter.
Yeah, and I like that. I do wonder, though, if maybe Overshown's getting more credit for being a complete player, you know, than he deserves. Like, is his coverage, is his run stopping that good, or is he like a big play guy who's sure. going to rush the passer? And he's really good at that. But I think the same can be said about Trayvon Diggs, who, you know, is a great ball guy. He's going to go get the football, but he's got shortcomings. And his shortcomings are worse, but also the thing he does the best showed up a lot in his two healthy seasons.
Yeah, I do have faith in linebackers. I think I would say Diggs coming back. I have faith that Revelle is going to be. I'm putting a lot of pressure on Revelle. I'm putting a lot of pressure on him to show up and be ready to play, and you know, a rookie and all that. But it'd be nice if
we're not going to do Gilmore like I expected by now. He'd be in here or Hilton I think or nothing else at corner.
In the discussions we had last week, the thing that I asked. About Gilmore and all that, and it was just kind of, we'll just wait and see. I do think when we get to camp, they're going to be hunting these corners. Remember how they were hunting rushers last year?
Just like last year, they're working out
guys.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be hunting those guys. So we'll be watching practice, and then all of a sudden practice be over, and there'll be a group of guys, or we'll hear some whispers that so-and-so came in, or, you know, this guy. But I think they might be, I think they might be working on that. So, all right, my last question for you guys on this, if I have time for it though, is I'm going to say this. I don't think that Jalen Brooks, Ryan Flournoy, I don't think those guys are going to be on the roster when it's all said and done. Do you have any disagreements with you? And I'm talking about if they carry six wide receivers.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Brooks and Ryan Flournoy are not gonna be part of what they're doing at wide receiver, and I think that Holden, if they carry the six wide receivers, like I say, we're about to get into the time where you know Jalen Cropper is gonna start practicing and he's gonna look like all Oxnard like he normally does.
Yeah,
but my prediction right now is I do not think that Jalen Brooks nor Ryan Flournoy will be on this roster when it breaks camp.
And it's Cropper, an Oregon guy? Undrafted
no,
Oregon?
No, Holden is. Trayshon Holden's an Oregon
Cropper,
guy.
Cropper probably won't make the roster. He'll be practice squad guy. But I think if it comes down to the last guy, I think Holden is going to be the guy.
Coach Adams gets his dude on.
Yeah.
What do you like about that guy?
I tell you what, to me, this is where it's more about his the size, the length, his ability to catch the football.
He's pretty good after the catch.
That's the thing that, like I said, I think that we've kind of understand what Brooks is. And even Flournoy, the size and all that, I think you got that already with Jonathan Mingo. You know, I don't think you need that type of guy. But I kind of feel like, though, that Holden is going to show up better in camp than what they have with Brooks and Florida. And that includes the preseason. And I would also maybe include this Josh Kelly in there as well.
Texas Tech.
Yeah. I think that Josh Kelly and Holden are going to battle Brooks and Flournoy for that last spot. And I think one of those two kids off the undrafted free agent list is going to be the difference maker. It's going to be the final one. I don't see Brooks or Flournoy making it.
I've been hopeful Brooks and Flournoy can look great, and maybe those can be trade pieces for you.
That'd be fun.
They play well in preseason games. Maybe other teams want them.
Yeah. All righty, Wolchuk. Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. What are we doing next, Zachary?
All right, let's do some NFL sounds and news of the day. We've got a new top five paid wide receiver in the National Football League. And who does Jamar Chase say is the best DB in the NFL? That's next in the nation. But got to talk to you about my homies over at Stress Free Auto. And I know finding someone trustworthy to work on your vehicle, it is not the easiest task in the world. But I got the person, and I've got the team. It's my guy, George, over over at Stress Free Auto Care. They're big time Tolos like you are. They're the real deal. You can get 30% less than the dealership by going to Stress Free Auto. All right. They're going to give you a price match guarantee. They're going to keep you updated in real time with digital inspections, and they're going to make sure you're taken care of. If you got to leave your vehicle, you got somewhere you got to be, they're going to hook up a lift for you. If they end up needing to work on your vehicle for more than a day, you end up needing a rental car, they're going to go ahead and take care of that completely on them. You're not paying anything out of the pocket. And it's Christmas in July at Stress Free, so you can save up to $100 on repairs. Check them out right now. Stressfree.com/Tolo. That's stressfree.com/Tolo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.